All right, so listen. We had a movie critic on our show named Jill Underwood.
She was great.
For a couple of years, she was awesome.
God rest her soul.
She took a job at the Today Show full-time. So we've been kind of searching for someone to review movies for us, kind of. We auditioned some people. We had Alexia. We haven't had anybody really, you know, we kind of forgot about it. Now, I don't know anything about what's about to happen, Carrie.
Nothing.
This all falls on the shoulders of Rich Barra.
Well, I can tell you kind of how this started. It all started with some people that kept on sending us scripts of a movie they'd written. And they asked us to read the scripts. And they're very funny.
That Adam guy?
No.
Okay.
No, their names are Don and John. And they kept on sending the script, and I kept on not reading it. But the more I didn't read it, the funnier their emails got about why I wasn't reading it.
Okay.
And so they keep on saying, well, you send our scripts to Hollywood. I'm like, you know, we don't know anybody. They're like, you know people. Anyway, they were so amusing. I finally sent them an email saying, why don't you, you know, try to get into the movie business by reviewing movies for us because we're looking for somebody. And they leaped, jumped, hopped at the chance.
So their boyfriend and girlfriend?
I believe so.
So we have John and Don on the line. Hi, John and Don.
Hey.
Good morning.
See, hey, by the way, we are not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, you're not?
Don's got a really big husband.
What are you guys?
We are co-workers.
Co-workers and writers.
Partners in crime.
Where do you guys work together?
We work at Raytheon.
Can we say that?
Yeah, can we say that?
Sure.
We worked at Raytheon prior to this.
So you could blow us up if you wanted to.
So what movie are you guys going to review for us today?
We're going to do a couple of them. We saw Wallace and Gromit and Domino.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, let me bring you up to date with their movie script. By the way, I read it.
Did you
really? Great.
Excellent.
Please don't ask me that part.
So far, I'm a big fan of the personality. Like this, before we started, I said, Rich, what have you done?
Yeah.
Right? As I'm listening to you guys on the radio.
What did you say after that? This is going to be like the time.
This would be like the horrible time we called my mom on the air and asked her thought she would cry when we told her my sister was pregnant and she didn't care.
Okay.
So right now, I'm enjoying your personalities right now.
Great.
Do you want to be
downhill from here?
Do you want to hear the slug line for their script that they sent?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Here's their slug line. It reads like a movie trailer. He's afraid to live. She's afraid to love. Will they risk everything to get it all? Water Drop is a heartening and hilarious romantic journey of two would-be lovers destined to be together, but kept hopelessly apart by the most insurmountable of all obstacles, themselves.
Isn't that?
That was awesome, really.
That's just like heaven, isn't it?
Well, they're not dead.
Okay.
One of them's not dead.
Okay,
he's got an over-controlling mother. She's a career person. It's a total Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
Carrie's like hearing something else. That's just like Lord of the Rings, isn't it?
His only way out is to get away from his controlling mother, but she's too busy fighting her own demons to rescue him. Desperate and determined, Jeff and his two idiotic but well-meaning best friends embark on several outrageous escapades to get Dina's attention.
All right, that's a little American Pie.
That's just like Lion King.
American Pie, and what's the J-Lo one? Monster in Law. It's Monster in Law and American Pie.
Oh, you want more? The last part is really good. Can an inept psychologist, a not-so-secret secret agent, a flamboyant hairdresser, or even the code of a ninja warrior keep faith from bringing Jeff and Dina together? Their inspiring journey will make you laugh, make you cry, and compel you to believe that fairy tales really can come true.
Oh, good.
Don't you want to see this movie?
We're bringing Rich to all our pitches.
All right, so that's a movie you guys wrote. We're going to test you out. You're going to review review Domino for us.
Okay.
Domino? Okay.
That opens this weekend, right?
Yep, it sure does.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Domino, if you're like us, you've always believed that the formula for a great action flick includes Jerry Springer and the two most annoying dudes from 90210 all playing themselves, then you're in luck. Throw in Jacqueline Bisset, Dabney Coleman, Lucy Liu, Christopher Walken, and Mickey Rourke, who incidentally has aged 110 years since doing 9.5 weeks, and that's Domino. Well, actually, Domino is Keira Knightley, and if that's confusing for you, this fast-paced movie may not be for you.
The movie is based on the real Domino Harvey, Hollywood heiress and fashion model turned bounty hunter. With a great deal of creative license, the similarity between the real life of Domino Harvey and the movie ends there. In the movie, Domino's adventure starts when she's mentored by Mickey Rourke's character Ed, who is L.A.'s legendary bounty hunter, and his partner Choco. They lead her on a life-altering adventure centered around warring mobsters, armored car heists, high-speed chases, deceit, mayhem, murder, finding and loving and losing love. Their life is a struggle to cope with her family's expectations and personal losses in order to carve out her own identity in this world.
They're not fans of the jerky cinematography or the perpetual flashback or the frequent narration that characterized this movie. It's surprisingly good. It depicts interesting characters and a compelling story while offering some exceptional dialogue. There are a handful of lines in this movie that could become classics. If you like the style and don't mind some gratuitous violence, then you'll love Domino.
We rate movies with our movie night traffic light. We rate this one yellow. It's a good movie, just not for everyone. And green means go, it's a must-see. Yellow means caution, it's okay. And red means stop, don't do it. So Domino's a yellow.
Hey, why don't you change that to some kind of missile?
That's what we're trying to get away from.
Yeah, we are running far and fast away from this
ridge. Well, let me critique for 1 minute here. I really, really like both your personalities, and I really like what's happening here.
Yep. Okay.
But I think you need to not read it to us.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were saying.
Don't read it to us.
Just tell us. I mean, write down your ideas and just tell us, like, talk to us.
Okay.
There's some serious potential here with you
two,
Don and John.
Don't you think they're good?
Yeah. We have Don and John online. They're friends. They're script writers. They work at Raytheon, and they're reviewing Domino for us. So, first of all, is there nudity in Domino?
Yes.
And it's the same guy that did Top Gun and Days of Thunder. Is it a good movie?
Yeah, he did Man on Fire, too. He did Enemy of the State. He did
He's got Crimson some good Tide. Stuff. So so this is right up there with those type of movies?
It's really good, yeah.
Well, Man on Fire is that real gritty kind of...
Oh, right. Man.
I saw the previews for this movie, and I thought it was really interesting.
It looks cool, is what it looks like. It looks like it's got that just kind of... Like, it'll just have hip appeal, and it won't make a lot of money, but once it comes on DVD, it's one of those things that people start quoting.
Yeah.
Well, and this movie is actually... It's a lot like Pulp Fiction, in that it's constant... flashbacks, and you're trying to keep up with the story, but they do a really good job of it, and we were both surprised. I mean, we weren't expecting a lot, but a lot of violence and nudity, and it was a good story and great lines.
And the girl's dead in real life. She's really, she died like a month ago.
Yeah, died in June, so she's no longer alive.
Oh, my God, how'd she die?
It was an apparent drug overdose, is what they said.
So that's a good movie.
Yeah.
You know she really died, so there's no really sequel. All right, so what's the next movie?
And the movie's not so much based on her life as just really her character. So they took a lot of liberties, I think, with the story.
What's the next movie you're going to do?
Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah, now just tell us about that one. You can use your notes, but tell us about it. You don't have to read what you wrote.
Okay. Well, Wallace and Gromit is... this is going to make us a lot more nervous, by the way, Rich. Thanks a lot.
Well, you got to get there because we got to be talked to.
Don't read to us.
It's a kids movie. It's Wallace and Gromit: Curse of the Were-Rabbit. It's Were-Rabbit like werewolf. If you're slow like me and didn't get that at first, and it's a G-rated claymation movie. It's from the creators of the movie Chicken Run, which I really liked. I thought it was a really good movie. This one is, it's got a little. Unregulated scientific experimentation. There's a little premeditated murder. There's about 20 seconds of dialogue that would be considered soft porn out of context.
Nice.
But generally, it's actually pretty kid-friendly, unlike a lot of movies.
The story's kind of, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Wallace and Gromit, but they did shorts before this full-length movie. So this is their full-length movie. And Wallace is the guy, he's like a cheese-eating, loving fanatic, and Gromit is the faithful dog. And the story behind this is they live in a little English town, and every year this town has this great big giant vegetable contest. And the whole story is centered around Wallace and Gromit running around town trying to save all the vegetables from being eaten from these bunny rabbits that are running around town. And he tries to impress Lady Toddington, who happens to be his love interest. And by doing that, he tests out an invention that's supposed to brainwash bunnies. Well, it actually leads to confrontations with a jealous boyfriend and the dreaded Were-Rabbit. Hence the name of the movie. So they go on a bunch of escapades, and it's kind of interesting because the story plays out with scenes that are actually borrowed from Frankenstein, the werewolf, and even King Kong, which if you can picture that, and it's all combined. So it's kind of interesting the way they did it.
What's the green light, red light thing?
Well, on this one...
this one we're rating red for adults, but yellow for kids. And the reason is, even though the animation is cool, bad teeth and English accents are annoying even on clay puppets.
Do you guys have kids?
Yes, I have kids, and I think they'd like it, but...
Dawn?
I have puppies. I have two puppies.
Interesting. So let's rate their movie review right now. Do you guys give it a green light, yellow,
like
or red?
I like them. I want them to do it again this week if you can.
Yeah. I like the potential. That's cool.
Yeah, there's lots of potential here.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Whatever we can do for you guys.
And you guys are just co-workers and you're both married to other people?
That's right.
Yep.
And you spent a lot of time together writing this movie?
Yes.
And not once, like, you're writing and all of a sudden, you know.
Wow. I never saw that coming from you.
Yeah. Come on, you're like, I think
you
Jeff
saw
would do
Dawn
this.
So far out of my league that you know nothing's going on.
Oh, really? Dawn's really good looking?
Dawn is.
Really?
Dawn's like a blonder, sexier Pamela Anderson.
What? Well, it's time for the in-person.
Hey, it's radio. We can be whatever we want, right?
Oh, exactly. So she's really not like that then. Is that what you're kidding? John, this is very serious.
She sounds short and cute to me.
Very cute.
All right. She's a dwarf.
Well, you guys did a good job. Thank you very much.
I like him.
I like him, too. We got to get some movie passes so you guys can go see some more movies.
Yeah, we're going to forward you all of our little press kit credentials so you can get in there and be up front and not have to wait for anything. And maybe we'll do it again on Friday, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That sounds good, you guys.
Maybe feel free to pass that screenplay around.
Sure, we'll pass it around. Maybe you guys can review Domino for us on Friday.
Okay, great.
All right.